Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for an all-new episode of The Cody Springer Show, available on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Music Weekly. Ever since 2018, Cody has given you one of the most real and uncensored podcasts on the internet, talking about real-life issues, pop culture, sports, and everything in between. Welcome to The Cody Springer Show.
What's good, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the Cody Springer Show, episode number 95 today. And that's, you know, a very unique guest on this podcast. He comes from Newcastle, South Africa. He is rapper Boy MBN. And yeah, man, we had a great conversation. It was just very unique. You know, it was a very unique opportunity to interview somebody who comes from a different country than mine, you know, and he's the first guest, I believe, that has come from a different country, because I think every guest that I've interviewed on my podcast lives somewhere here in the United States. So for me to interview somebody from South Africa was definitely awesome. And we actually recorded this podcast like in the middle of the week last week. And Boy MBN asked me to drop it on his birthday, which is today. So happy birthday to Boy MBN. So without any further ado, this is my interview with Boy MBN. I have Boy MBN here on the podcast today. How's it going, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm actually excited to be here, man. Like, yo, dog.
I'm excited to have you on, man. I've never had a rapper from South Africa on the podcast, so it's quite interesting.
Yeah, really interesting, man. I know. I'm not a huge artist, though. You know, like, I'm still on the grind, so that's why I'm excited to be here.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. You know, I've interviewed several different artists here in the States who, you know, or small like yourself, but, you know, they're on the grind. You know, they're improving with each track they put out. So, but yeah, man, I mean, yeah. Just gotta keep working at it for sure.
Yeah, man, that's what we live for.
Right.
Like, I'm a young artist, you know, like, I'm 18. I'm turning 18, like, in a week's time, so.
Well, happy early birthday to you.
Yeah.
So, what made you want to start rapping?
Oh, man, I don't know. I think I drew inspiration from Marshall Mathers, Eminem. You know, like, I think the first rap song I listened to was When I'm Gone. And I just liked, you know, like, the concept of playing with words and everything. So, you know, I was like, ah, man, I should try this out. And I actually, like, I first started taking it seriously, I think, about, like, 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah, man, Eminem's been an inspiration for a lot of people that I've interviewed. You know, like, and I think he's just an inspiration overall for anyone who's trying to get into rap.
Yeah, that's true, man. That's true.
So you're part of the Records Broken movement with your partner, Master C. Talk about that and what you guys are trying to accomplish with the movement.
Well, yeah, I like the fact you said movements, because some people confuse it for a record label. So yeah, it's a movement. So the reason I don't call it a record label is because We're trying to expand it, you know, to a production company. So, because we just started a radio station, like, I don't know, by this time, maybe, like, we would have had the podcast already. So we're trying to expand it. So basically, the movement it includes like different artists, you know, not necessarily rappers only, because we also have poets, you know, we also have some artists who do like indigenous music. I'm excited to work with them, you know. So basically, the movement is all about that. It's all about like empowering the youth, you know. And I know like this train of thought that in order to be successful, you have to go to a bigger place, you know, like you have to move to a bigger city and things. So we're just starting this small group, you know, as a group of individuals, and hoping to become big one day.
So you guys got some big goals in mind for sure. You said something about having poets as a part of your guys' movement. Would that include like spoken word poetry or stuff like that?
It's spoken word poetry.
Okay.
It's different, and she's also working on a book, so that's incredible.
Nice. Is there any other artists that are a part of your guys' movement right now aside from you and Master C?
Yeah, we currently like the team is a team of 23 right now.
Oh
That's
wow.
how much expended, yeah. So I mean like artists that have been making moves recently, notably have like been like Blue Page. Yeah, she's been like making big moves. She's an R&B artist. She's incredible, like on the mic. Her voice is incredible. We have like Kevlar, who's also been incredible. He just recently did a video, you know, for his song called like it was a freestyle, you know, like titled Smoke. And we also have Amakaba. Yeah, Amakaba FM, which the duo, they do like Zulu music, you know, it's indigenous, and it's interesting to listen to, although it's not English, you know. Some people won't understand it, but you know, it just brings back the culture, you know, of, you know, our heritage and everything.
That's pretty interesting, man. I mean, that's the thing. Like, I tried to understand like different cultures and stuff like that. Because here in America, like we live the American way and stuff like that. But, I mean, I've always wondered about different cultures, and I do want to travel and see the world, because I think, there's so much more to the world than just, America and stuff like that. But yeah, man. My next question for you is, how was the music scene in South Africa compared to, say, the United States or elsewhere?
Well, the music scene here, you know, it's a little bit different than there in the States. Okay, like we w okay, everybody knows that USA has like the biggest artists, you know, biggest singers, biggest rappers and everything. And I think South Africa, I don't want to say it has been playing catch up, but South Africa also have big artists that also made it to the US scene, you know. So it's incredible to if you like focus on our on hip hop in South Africa, it has grown incredibly, you know, because I mean Sway in the Morning, yes, Sway Colorway has been here. Some artists have performed in the States, and it's incredible. And I mean the hip hop from here and the hip hop from the US is not so different, you know. And unless if you're going to compare it in terms of languages and everything, but I mean artists from the US and artists from SA can still collaborate and everything.
So I mean, let's just say, things start taking off for you and the Records Broken movement. Would you guys tour here in the States if, if you had promoters?
Definitely, man. I think it would be interesting because it's basically taking our music to the world. USA is a big country. So it also has exposure and everything. So we'll definitely tour there. We're not even thinking twice. If someone offers us a free ticket, we'll definitely take it.
So, how long have you been rapping?
I think it's about like 7 or 8 years. Yeah, that's how long I've been rapping, And the funny thing is, I started recording music in 2015. In 2016, I started recording music in 2016, and I started taking it seriously in 2018. So, I mean, you can see it as a short journey, but then it has been a productive journey because I've been able to do a lot in a space of 5 years, and I just completed school last year. So, that's interesting for me.
So you're definitely looking to do music full time.
It's a different story here, man. It's a because we all know that the music industry is a cutthroat industry, so you have to be prepared. So I would definitely want to do it full time, but because of some situations, I just have to balance it with school and everything. But then, I mean, if it's productive for me, I'll definitely do it full time.
All right. I did see you do have an EP out on SoundCloud called God Given. It came out in 2019. Kind of just take us through that whole process of creating the EP.
That was an interesting EP for me. That was actually my second EP. But then when I look at it right now, I cringe because I feel like I have better music coming out soon. But then the projects God Given, it was me, coming down to a conscious state, which I didn't like being in that space because I couldn't say a lot of things on the projects because I was less focusing on being conscious and so it was interesting to make, but I didn't enjoy, I wouldn't say I enjoyed making it as much as I enjoyed making this project, which is coming out soon.
So you would say that you've gotten a lot better since that EP?
Yeah, definitely. Everything, because I focus more on the lyrics than the hype and everything. Like I said, I'm a huge stan. I'm a huge fan of Marshall Mathers. So I focus on the lyrics, and I feel like over the years I've perfected my writing skills and everything. So that's what we are focused on. So 'cause the next project that I'm dropping, probably on the 23rd of April, is you'll hear the growth, the growth in the pen game and the different of flows and everything. So I'm more focused on that.
So, you mentioned, Eminem's one of your biggest inspirations. Do you think it's more important to have a nice flow, or is it more important to have good rhymes?
Well, okay, that could work together. If you're an incredible artist, it could work together. But then I feel like it's rhymes. Yeah, I feel like great rhymes, but not just like kindergarten rhymes, like advanced rhymes, just to show that your writing skills have improved and everything. So I think rhymes is more important than flow. But then in our day and age, my peers actually prefer the flow more than anything. So I actually like try and do both, and I feel like I've been like mastering my flow also, and because I've been like featured on another song that dropped, I think, a month ago, and everyone was talking about the flow, like, yo, the flow was dope, But then I honestly feel like the rhymes are more important, the rhymes and the lyrics.
Okay. Have you collaborated with any American artists yet?
We have some unreleased songs, like which we're planning to release, because we Master C and I are working on a project, together, which will drop, I think, late July. So we have contacted like two American artists, namely Fear and J Star. Yeah. So we received the verses and everything. The songs are done, but they haven't like been released to the world.
Okay. When will that, you said that July it'll be released. What's the name of the project?
It's called Signal, the Signal tape.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will it be just on
Then
SoundCloud or?
we're taking it to Spotify, Apple Music and iTunes. So I think this project that I'm dropping on April might be my last project on SoundCloud only, because I think from then and I'm gonna take it to like bigger platforms. Not saying SoundCloud is a small platform, but then
Well, it's important to branch out and get on all platforms because, I mean, like for my podcast, for example, like it's not just in one spot. You can listen to it in a bunch of other different places. And I think that's very important for music too.
It's really important. Because speaking about on the project Signal, Fear and J Star are not the only international artists we worked with. Because we worked with a guy called Huey No Name. He's from the UK. He's an incredible artist. Like he's talented, like definitely talented. We also worked with a Nigerian artist called Danny. Yeah, so we've been like trying to branch out, working with different people from different spaces, So that's what we've been trying to do, branch out and bring our music to the world.
I think that's really cool, man. Like you want to work with all these different artists, and it doesn't matter what country they're from, as long as they got a voice and talent, I think that's what all that matters really,
Yeah, that's facts. That's huge facts. Because you cannot be comfortable in one spot. Because yeah, we do have artists around here, and we are stay in O34. Yeah, we have like incredible artists. We also work with them, but we cannot only just like stay in here. We have to branch out on music.
Right, and I kind of feel that way myself with the podcast. I don't want to just interview American guests. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've loved every person who's done my show and everything like that. But I like to branch out and interview people like yourself and maybe someone in the United Kingdom or Canada or just branch out and get different perspectives from different people. That's what interests me the most about doing my podcast, and you get to hear different perspectives from people. And with your music, you're getting different perspectives, not just from you, but from the other people that are doing are collabing with you.
True, true. Because It's a funny way how I discovered your podcast. I think it's through me, branching out and everything. Because me and Big Figure J have been like talking a lot, and so I saw the podcast on his story on Instagram, and I was like, you know what? Let me just check it out. And then I listened to it. It was interesting and everything, and I followed you, and I went back and like saw all the podcasts and everything. So I was interested in working with you.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to check me out, man. I really do appreciate that. And Big Figure J, I've heard him mention you a few times in his like YouTube videos and stuff like that. I think he's supposed to react to like a song of yours or something like that. Yeah, he's mentioned before. But yeah, it's just quite interesting how you're able to connect with so many people, through social media.
That's true. That's true. 'Cause social media is a place to be right now. I understand in the US right now, when you go like Twitter and stuff, you have this cancel culture, and it's been ruining everything, right? The
Yeah, unfortunately, cancel culture has been just been a huge problem, definitely throughout the music industry and just everywhere in general. And I don't get it. I don't understand why people are so easily offended by everything nowadays, but I guess that's just the world we live in.
Yeah, man. But then I've been like using Twitter a lot, because in South Africa, we don't like necessarily have like cancel culture, although some people are are offended by stuff. But then in South Africa, people roast the F out of you, like they don't have time to cancel you. They just like ruin your life in social media. You'll cancel yourself.
Yeah, people can cancel themselves really easily by acting like a damn fool, for sure.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, man. Because I've been like, okay, when I listened to your podcast with Big Fee J, you mentioned a particular guy who has been, making noise on YouTube. And that's how I actually like found Big Fee J, through this guy. I don't know if you want me to mention his name.
Oh, you can. That's fine.
Conscious X.
Yeah, Conscious
Conscious
X.
X. Yeah. That guy. How everything started. So, okay, we have this South African artist, Nasty C. We've known Nasty C for like about like 8 years now. So, okay, Nasty C, huge artist in South Africa. And then I saw his tweet saying, this guy says I look like, oh, I am Triple X. So I'm like, what? So I clicked on the video, and then this guy called Conscious X, with all this bullshit saying Nasty C is Triple X. Nasty, it's because of the face and everything, the mask. What the F? This guy, he was saying the most irrelevant stuff ever. And okay, because I wasn't a subscriber, but I used to like, go on YouTube and like check out his stuff, and I just like thought maybe, who knows, maybe I might be a believer. But then it turned out that like there was a bunch of crap. So I just wanted someone to expose this guy, but then I didn't know if there was a video out there until like I searched for it, and then I found Big VJ. I'm like, and he exposed the F out of that guy, but then still he's doing those videos.
Right, and that's the thing too, like, 'cause I found Conscious X through a recommended video on YouTube, Because it said Hobson is Gucci Mane. I'm like, what? So I clicked on it. What was that?
I saw that video.
Yeah, like he, yeah, because I'm a huge Hobson fan. You know, I love everything he does and everything like that. So I listened, I watched the video, and I was just like, what is this dude talking about? Like, what do you? Oh man. So, and I thought about coming on here on my podcast and just bashing the shit out of him. You know, I really thought about doing it. And then Big Figure J dropped those four videos, now five videos on him. So now I don't have to do it. So shout out to Big Figure J for
Yeah.
doing that.
You really did us a favor.
Yes, he
Yeah,
did.
I mean, hopefully this guy stops, because I'm also a huge Hobson fan. So I also like wondered, like, Hobson and Gucci Mane, those are like two different artists.
Yeah, so very two different artists. So I didn't quite understand where he was trying to get at, you know. And then he says that everyone wears a mask and all that. So you say that you guys you know Nasty C personally?
No, not personally.
Oh, okay.
Like I'm a fan of his music, you know. I think his stuff is great. So, you know, like, and then he just dropped, this album, Zulu Man with Some Power. It got like international credibility. So yeah, I don't know him personally, because initially he's still a way bigger artist than me.
Yes, I was just the way you were talking about him. I thought maybe you knew him, you know, because he comes from South Africa and whatnot. But yeah, but anyways, yeah. Conscious X, you know, irrelevant. You know, just the guy just makes videos that are gonna get clickbait. You know, easy views. And he's just trying to make money off the whole thing, you know? So, like, yeah. I mean, what really made me mad the other day, though, is that he said that DMX faked his death. That
Man,
really. Yeah,
that's a
that.
low blow.
Yeah, that is a low blow. I thought it was so disrespectful. So, Conscious X, if you haven't listened to this podcast, fuck you. For real.
Man, we don't like you. We don't like you, Conscious X. He
No, definitely don't.
also did that with King Von. You know, he just like makes videos. I think according to him, he says, okay, this is the right time to make this video. So, which is like terrible, man. It's terrible.
Right, yeah, it's all about clout for him, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, enough about him. Because if we keep talking about him, I'm just gonna get mad and I'm just gonna get into a whole rant and whatnot. But you know, I mean,
Plus, we're also giving him clout right now.
right,
We're
yes,
making him relevant.
yeah. Every time we mention his name, we're giving him clout. So yeah, let's not do that.
Okay.
All right. Do you have any other plans to get into anything else aside from music?
Well, you know, I'm really a huge fan of the entertainment industry, so I mean, I wouldn't mind like doing other stuff as acting, you know, presenting and everything, because I feel like I mean, I personally feel like I was made for the industry. Some people would disagree, but then I personally feel like I was meant to be part of the industry. And by any means, I'm gonna be there.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you can't really worry about other people's opinions, you know? I mean, this is what you want to do. So I think you gotta go for it.
True, man, true. And I'm a team person, so whatever I do, it better benefits my own team. You know, work is broken, because I feel like that has just become part of my life. you know, because I mean, we started this back in 2020. It's not even that old, and we have managed to do a lot in just the space of a few months. Yeah, not even like 2 years. So like a couple of months, we managed to do a lot. So I'm a team player.
All right. Well, how'd you come up with the name of Boy NBN?
Oh well, it's a funny story though, because well, NBN are actually my credentials, you know, Mabuto, Blessed, Ngobi. So, and I just like thought of something because I didn't want to go extreme and like call myself something just extreme, and so I thought of something that like a prefix, you know, and you know there was like this thought of Lil NBN. Or young NBN, but there's a lot of little artists right now, and I just like thought of, you know, what could make me different, you know, and I was just a little kid, you know, and I just like decided to go with boy instead of like going with little or young, you know, something really different. So I just said boy NBN, nothing much.
Yeah, 'cause yeah, pretty much like there's a whole lot of rappers who have the name of Little or Young, like Lil Wayne, Lil Nas, like there's
Lil Nas. Lil Nas. That's a different topic,
so
though.
how do you feel about Lil Nas X?
Well, okay, like, I love his music, though. Like, I love his music, not gonna lie. You know, well, in the society we live in, I feel like there's nothing wrong to be gay, you know, but then I feel like he kind of just triggered a lot of people by doing that Montero video because of the devil and everything, you know. So, oh, plus the devil's shoes. So it's a really huge story to talk about.
Right, because I mean that's the thing. I talked about this a couple weeks back, and that's the thing. Like, I have no problem whatsoever with gay people. I mean, if you're gay, then that's great. More power to you. I'm very very accepting of anybody, regardless of their sexual orientation. But the way he went about his video with all the satanic stuff, that kind of, yeah, I wasn't really in favor of all that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Because I mean, well, we live in a society where there's like freedom of speech, freedom of everything. But yo, there has to be limits, though. There really has to be limits.
Oh yeah, definitely. There's got to be a line drawn somewhere, I mean, like that's the thing. Like people probably think, they have a problem with the video because he's gay. Like, no, that's not what we have a problem with, dude.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And you know, like the LGBTQ community, they just like bash everyone. Like, oh, you hate him because he's gay. No, we don't hate him because he's gay. We don't hate him at all. We just like against the video. That's all. Yeah, because I mean, like honestly, I feel like because I heard the song while I was watching the video. I feel like if I heard the song first, you know, like I wouldn't care less. But then I watched his genius, like he was breaking down the lyrics and everything and what it meant. Well, you know, I don't relate to those stuff. Man, that's something controversial.
Yes, definitely. I mean, how do you feel about like controversial topics in music?
Well, I feel like they're important. They're really important because, I mean, they, and you know, like from artists like Tom McDonald, you know, are you familiar with Tom McDonald?
Oh yeah, I'm a big fan of Tom.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I'm also a hangover.
I'm probably gonna get a hate for that, but I don't care.
Now, I don't understand why people hate people because of being fans of Tom McDonald. I mean, he makes great music. You know, some people don't like it. I mean, he's unfiltered. You know, he speaks what's on his mind, and he speaks what people want to say but are afraid to say.
Exactly. And I think that's probably why people hate Tom and they judge him because of how he looks with the tattoos on his face and his hair and the piercings and shit. But the thing about it is, once you get past all that, like he spits real truth into his lyrics.
True, true. You know, that's another thing. White rappers, like there's this hate going around, you know, to white rappers, and I don't really understand it because, I mean, music is not racial. Yeah, music is music, man. Like, whoever is doing it, like, it has to be music. You don't have to tie race or religion or sexuality. So music has to be music.
Right. As I mentioned on the podcast before, music's universal, and it connects everybody in some way, shape, or form, because music can tap into different emotions and different feelings. And I think it's just the most universal thing in the world.
True, true. So universal, it also made it to South Africa.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people think South Africa is a jungle, though. Hey, you know, I always watch these movies. I think yesterday I was watching Jackie Chan's, I don't know what. It's a new movie. And apparently this girl, this princess, said he's going to Africa, and when you saw way Africa, it was just like a forest with lions and everything. I'm like, what? Is that Africa? I don't understand why people always say this, because we also have like great places, like great real great places to be in Africa.
Do you guys have like any restaurants or like any like buildings that are
A lot.
familiar to Americans?
A lot. Yeah. I mean, like when you go to South Africa, I mean, I'm sure people are familiar with Table Mountain, is in Cape Town. So we have a lot of great things here. Johannesburg is, I mean, the World Cup in 2010 was hosted in South Africa, and it was phenomenal, you know. So Africa is, I mean, like I feel like people should like take the time and analyze everything about Africa before they judge it, you know. Because I mean, what you read in the book and what you see with your own eyes is really different.
Oh yeah, and I kind of feel like maybe like our educational system here in the United States kind of like paints this picture about different countries that may not be the truth. So that way all of us here in the States have these preconceived notions about what it's like in different cultures. But the truth is, us Americans, we don't know shit, We've only been we've been taught this way because that's what they want us to believe, when in fact that's not really the case.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And because our educational system also talks about, you know, different places, and I mean, it speaks of the US as paradise, you know, like, so that just like messes with people's brains and everything, you know. So they think Africa is shit, and some other place is paradise.
Well, hell, this country ain't paradise, I'll tell you that right now. Hell, I've actually thought about like moving to a different country before. You know, I've really thought about that, you know. But at the same time, I just, you know, you gotta have money for all that, so.
Is it that bad though?
Well, I mean, like, where I live, you know, it's a small Midwestern town in the United States. There's not a whole lot of crime, but, you know, bad things do happen here on occasion, but not, like, you know, real bad, you know. It's just, you know, it's kind of like a poor community, you know, that I live in, you know, and, like, yeah, man, like, I mean, I'm not saying that I live, you know, I live poor or anything like that, you know. I mean, I live in a pretty, you know, decent-sized apartment, you know, and whatnot, but, like, it's just, you know, what I see in my surroundings, that's not paradise to me, you know. When I think paradise, you know, I think of, like, tropical islands or some shit, you know.
We also have that in Africa, so yeah, if you're considering moving, I can hook you up.
I'll have to think about that, man.
So yeah, man, I mean, a lot of things have been happening in the States and around the world, including the Black Lives Matter topic.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had the, unfortunately, I had to, you know, like, talk about that kind of stuff on my podcast, because I don't shy away from stuff like that, you know, regardless of how controversial it is. And, you know, people may not know this about me, but, you know, I have a Black stepfather, and I have siblings who are half Black and whatnot. So it's kind of, like, sensitive for our family, you know, that this is going on. And my sisters have participated in protests and stuff like that when the Black Lives Matter movement was just getting started. So,
yeah. I mean, it's really sad to see. It's really sad to see what has been happening. I mean, we watch this stuff in the news, like, every time. And, I mean, well, because Black Lives Matter is associated with police brutality, right?
Yes.
That's happening everywhere. Even in South Africa, that's also happening. Police brutality. In Nigeria, it was happening, you know. And it's real bad that the people who have to protect us end up murdering us, you know. And, I mean, it's, not all of them are bad, but, you know, it's terrible.
Yes, it is. I mean, like, I think it just goes to show, because America preaches, like, oh, we're the land of the free and whatnot, but, like, free is not necessarily free, you know? Like, you know, I mean, yeah, we have certain rights that other countries may not have, but at the same time, you know, hell, if they want to come in here and rob you and kill you and stuff like that and make it look like someone else did it, they could do it.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, that's, yeah, that's true. I mean, you said freedom, free is not free, right?
Yes.
I mean, politically looking, in terms of racism, like, you in America, it was going on, you know, back in the days, and y'all had, like, MJF, what? Martin Luther, and we had like Nelson Mandela, and the struggles were almost similar, you know. But I mean, we live in a better place right now, but then still, freedom is not free, because some people will never stop being racist.
Right, and, you know, I've said before that I believe that racism is taught, and some people are like, oh, some people are born racist. No, that's bullshit. No, by people, it's taught, you know. I mean, if your parents are racist, they're likely to teach that to their children.
True.
I mean, that's just how it is, you know, like, and unfortunately, people still have this mindset and is just, very ignorant, and I don't really appreciate it for one, and like that's the thing. Like, I'm not afraid to stand by, my fellow black brothers and sisters. I'm not afraid to, and if they want to come fuck with me and stuff like that, then so be it.
Yeah, man, we need more people like you, man.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, man. Like, 'cause I mean, that's the thing. Like, I'm not afraid to take a stand for something that I believe in. I'm really not. And with my podcast, like, I hope that my voice, I can lend my voice out and to help others,
Yeah. I mean, there was one thing that Tom McDonald said. I think it was, I don't remember the song. I think it was, oh, I just forgot the name. But then he said, I think Black Lives Matter movement, then the name was crap. Yeah, because the government is effing us up the same. Like, what are your thoughts in those words?
I think he's right, in that aspect, I mean, like, I support, anyone who is peacefully protesting in the Black Lives Matter movement, but I do not support those who feel it's right to steal and loot and like just cause mayhem, because that's not the way to go about things. That's just making shit worse.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, we've been having protests, like NSA, some individuals, take it to the extreme and start looting and everything, which is bad, destroying everything.
Oh yeah, like I understand that they aren't gonna stand for it anymore, but do you really have to start fucking shit up for everybody
Yeah.
else? Like, there's got to be a better solution.
I mean, because, like I said, USA and South Africa have like similar problems, right? Not like too similar, but then, like we've been like talking about, racism and stuff. Let's talk also about xenophobia. I mean, we have it here. I mean, y'all have it there, I mean, the former president of the United States, clearly he never liked Mexicans.
Are you talking about Trump?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe Donald Trump is racist, to a degree. I just kind of feel like he, sticks with the white privileged rich people because that's the world he comes from, And, like those kinds of people right there. They right there are the ones that try to control the fucking world, And they're contributing to the problem.
Yeah, man, which is terrible, man. That's terrible.
Right.
Because as much as they try to control the world, they actually fucking it up.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
I want to switch gears here. I want to ask you about some of your future plans.
Well, okay, there's this thing about me, man. I don't like, okay, well, I do realize the importance of planning, but when it comes to me in the music scene, I don't really plan as much. I just do and make, I just work. For instance, this podcast. I never had it on my bucket list, like, yo, I want to be interviewed by an American guy and everything. I just reach out there and do the stuff that I want to do, So, I mean, I do have like long-term goals, short-term goals and that, but to me, I don't plan as much when it comes to the music. I just like believe in just doing stuff, and just doing stuff that are productive. So I'm not saying everyone should like do what I do, but it's working with for me.
So basically, you have this live in the moment kind of mentality.
Not necessarily live moments, but it's work hard, when you when you see an opportunity, jump on it, because I feel like sometimes planning stuff, some opportunities pass you by because you were like, nah, not yet, because I want to do this first and I want to do that first,
Right. Yeah. I mean, when the opportunities come, you gotta take them, for sure.
And also they don't have to come. You just like you have to go grab the opportunity. Like what I did with you, man. Like I didn't wait till I got big and like expected a call from you. I just like went to you, man. Straight up.
That's how I prefer to do business, like that's another thing too. To any, artist or content creator or whoever, if you are interested in coming on my show, shoot me a message, more than likely I'll have you on the podcast, it doesn't matter where you come from, 'cause hell, I have boy MBN here from South Africa, so I mean if you're, from a different country and want to come on a podcast, we'll set something up for sure.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And plus, I'm talking about Records Broken, right? So we're planning to make it huge, so we're planning to open like branches, that's what one thing I've been talking to Big Figure J about, I want him to be like to be leader of a branch in the States, Records Broken, US. And I was talking to one guy too in the UK, Hugh No Name. I want him to be a leader in Records Broken UK and so on. We're trying to branch out and we might just launch that like soon, very soon.
That would be really cool, to be honest. Like having a brand that reaches out, across seas and stuff like that. That'd be really dope.
Yeah, man, yeah. And it's all work. It's all hard work, dog. It's all hard work. Yeah,
Right.
I'm not special. Yeah, I don't come from like a rich family and stuff. And I mean, I come from a decent home and everything, So it's just me working. If I can do it, anybody can do it, Some people, I mean, like some people are really lazy. I mean, they will look what I what I'm doing, and they'll just hate on it, like I'm privileged, like I'm doing these things because, I have connections and stuff. I don't really have no connections. I'm just working hard.
Yep, a hard work, dedication's all you need, And hell, even Tom McDonald said, if you want to be an entrepreneur, you don't need $1 million. You just need hard work and a little bit of heart.
True.
So, but yeah, man, I'll go ahead and let you go here. But before we close out the show, tell people where they can follow you on social media.
Well, like I said, I'm a team player, so I'll start with Records Broken. So, if you're looking for Records Broken, on Instagram, we're Records Broken 20. Also on Twitter, Records Broken 20. Facebook, Records Broken Movements. Yeah, we also have a website. You can go check that out too. And my personal platforms on Instagram, I'm BoyNBN360. Twitter, I'm also BoyNBN360. On Facebook, I'm BoyNBN. So yeah.
All right. Yeah, guys, go follow Boy MBN and the Records Broken Movement on social media. And, man, I'd like to thank you for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you, man.
All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that interview with Boy MBN. Be sure to follow him on his social media and check out his music. And make sure you guys support the Records Broken Movement. You know, they're looking to take it international in the future. So, yeah, we got to be on the lookout for that. All right, guys, take care. And until next time, peace.